This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've had a lot of phone calls so far tonight for this live Sunday edition. Haven't really, therefore, had a lot of chance to delve into Cosmo Setepenra. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but that's what he went by previously, and he goes by Cosmo on his YouTube channel, and apparently he is also an author. That's what he calls himself on his YouTube channel and is his books. His real name is apparently Gavin Eugene Long, and he's the man who is accused of shooting to death three police officers today in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and allegedly injuring at least three more officers. He's a 29-year-old from Kansas City, Missouri. He was allegedly killed at the scene of the shooting today. The story coming from Heavy.com. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio, by the way. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Police believe the gunman killed at the scene during the gunfight was a lone attacker, and no other shooters are currently at large. State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson said at a press conference there is no active shooter situation ongoing, but investigators are working to determine if the gunman had any assistance from co-conspirators. Anyone with information is obviously asked to contact the police. Police have officially not released his name. Two of the three slain officers have been identified as Montrell Jackson and Matthew Gerald. Now, one of those two is a black police officer. The man, Gavin Long, who's the alleged shooter, is also a black man. So apparently he was willing to target any police officer, unlike the shooter in Dallas, who allegedly only targeted white police officers. A few details are known about the gunman so far, and the story will be updated from Heavy.com. But they did give some detail here about him, you know, from what we've learned so far, which is, you know, very little. But his birthday is apparently today. So he is 29, or was 29 as of today. He chose his birthday, apparently, to go out and kill people. He served in the Marine Corps, left in 2010 with an honorable discharge as a sergeant at the E5 level. The Los Angeles Times, citing a federal law enforcement official, said Long is a black separatist, but did not provide any other details. Johnson had shown an interest on social media in black separatist groups, according to the police. Public records show Long has lived in Kansas City and Grandview, Missouri, as well as some other places, including San Diego and Tuscaloosa. No ties to Louisiana have been found. So it sounds like he specifically went to Baton Rouge to kill the police there, as that is one of the locations within the last couple few weeks where police have executed a man,
yes.
What I understand. So there's more about him that we've been learning here in the studio, including playing some of the videos on his YouTube channel. We're going to link to one of them. The title of the video I'm going to play for you here is relatively short. It's about a minute and a half in length, and it's titled, it was, by the way, released about a week ago, just about 9 days. It's titled, I Am Not Affiliated With Anyone. So what you have here is the alleged shooter sitting in what appears to be his living room. He's got a couple of monitors behind him with the logo for his show, which is called Conversations with Cosmo, which is his other name for himself, his stage name, if you will.
Right.
And he's just talking into the camera with a microphone. Here is that audio.
Oh, and this is very important. I wanted to let y'all know, because if anything happened with me, because I'm an alpha male, I stand up, I stand firm, and I stand for mine.
All right, hold on. So when he says, oh, and it sounds like he's continuing a train of thought, I believe this was recorded immediately after the video that came prior to it, which is entitled, Men, It's Time to Sacrifice. Everything I Do is for the Women. And then this other one, I believe, was uploaded immediately.
Alrighty then.
This is a further thought that he had after he finished the first video.
Till the end, to the last day on this, in this flesh. But I'm not the flesh. I'm not the body. I have a body. But I just want to let y'all know, don't affiliate me with nothing. I'm not affiliated with the Black Business School, even though I might promote their business or something like that, or any of my friends, any of my associations. Those are just associations. I'm not affiliated with it. Yeah, I was also a Nation of Islam member. I'm not affiliated with it. Don't affiliate me with the money team. You something happened, they'd be like, well, yeah, well, he was with Floyd Mayweather. No, don't affiliate me with nothing. Black Business School, I was a Christian. I was in Africa. Don't try to say, oh, he was Africa, he was this and that. No. They try to put you with ISIS or some other terrorist group or anything. No, I'm affiliated with the Spirit of Justice.
Now, it definitely sounds like he was planning something, right? He's saying, hey, don't associate me with ISIS. Don't associate me with Nation of Islam. I'm affiliated with Justice. This is a week or 9 days prior to the killings. It really sounds like he was
certainly
leaving
sounds
this.
Cryptic.
Yeah, it sounds like he was leaving this message for people that might be investigating him later on.
I'm yes. affiliated with the Spirit of Justice. Nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less. All right? You see, Convos with Cosmo. That's me. I created that. That's what I'm affiliated with.
I just got to ask, what's with the slow jazz going on in the background?
Oh, he likes smooth music.
Right, but he sounds fairly angry and generally like slow jazz.
Well,
is not going to make you angry.
I would say this man is full of some contradictions, some internal contradictions. I mean, if you look at his books on Amazon, there are three of them. One of them is called The Cosmo Way, A Holistic Guide for the Total Transformation of Melanated People, Volume 1. There's also The
Melanated People?
Yep. I think that means okay. people with melanin in their skin.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure that I heard you correctly.
Volume 1 is called The Detox. There's also Volume 2, which is The Ascension. And then there's a third book, which was, I guess they were all published here toward the end of 2015, The Laws of the Cosmos, Wisely Follow or Blindly Suffer, The Definitive Guide to Spiritual Success. So the book artwork, it looks very spiritual. He's got on one of them several hands coming together surrounding the sun, sort of outlining the sun.
Okay.
In another one, there's a book with sort of the sun rising from it. And so it looks very, very, you know, peaceful in a lot of ways. So, yes, you have smooth jazz in the background while he's sort of ranting on about, you know,
justice.
Whatever. Yeah, justice. There's a little bit more to his video. I'll continue that here.
That's what I'm affiliated with. Conversations with Cosmo that I built, me and my own, and with the Spirit of Justice. That's it. So just make sure. No affiliations. No. I thought my own thoughts. I made my own decisions. I'm the one who got to listen to the judgment. That's it. And my heart is pure.
Yeah, so it definitely sounds like he was planning to go out with a bang. We're, you know, looking at more of the information about this guy. Here's what his bio says from his Amazon page for his, again, his personality that writes the books is Cosmo Setepenera. And he writes this about himself. Cosmo is a nutritionist, life coach, dietitian, personal trainer, author, and spiritual advisor. At the age of 16, after self-educating himself about fitness, nutrition, and diet, Cosmo lost over 80 pounds in 6 months. He then joined the United States Marine Corps and earned the rank of Sergeant E5 in less than 3 years. As one of the Corps' most physically fit Marines, during his 5 years as a Marine, Cosmo spent 2 years in Japan and did one tour in Iraq. While stationed in San Diego, California, Cosmo became a highly esteemed and sought-after nutritionist and personal trainer. After completing an associate's degree in general studies at Central Texas College, Cosmo then attended Clark Atlanta University to further his education. After a year and a half at Atlanta, as a Dean's List student, he had a spiritual revelation that resulted in him dropping out of college, selling his two cars, giving away all of his material possessions, packing two suitcases, and journeying to Africa, his ancestral homeland. While in Africa, Cosmo's spiritual journey took him across Rwanda, Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Egypt, Ghana, and Burkina Faso. During that time, he frequented the highly treasured and revered mountainous regions of Africa and was taught by Africa's native spiritual practitioners and elder holistic healers. Cosmo has been an avid student of nutrition, health, fitness, personal transformation, and spiritual mastery since the age of 16. So he really sounds like he was in touch with his spiritual side. Apparently, that told him to go and commit murder. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on Cosmo, or whatever his other real name was here, Gavin Long. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. obviously a lot of people are talking about the shooting of more police down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The alleged shooter is dead, according to reports, but now information's coming out about his YouTube channel and his books. He's a published author over at Amazon.com, writing spiritual help guides, while apparently also plotting to murder people. Seems a bit inconsistent, but, you know, that's crazy for you. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Also, want to let you know about the Free Talk Live feedback line, which is now part of our audio on demand listen line. You can call 641-793-9660, and you can listen to Free Talk Live anytime you want there. The latest episode is always playing. Plus, you can also listen to LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, and nearly a dozen of its original content shows, like The Freedom Fiends, The Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, and more. Go and put this number in your phone, 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. If you want to leave us a voicemail that we could play on the air, we played our first one that we received ever last night. Got another one during the night last night as well. If we get a chance, we might play that one this evening. But what you have to do is call that number, 641-793-9660. Choose number 2 from the main menu. That's the Free Talk Live audio on demand. And then as soon as you hit number 2, it'll give you the option to press 0 and leave us a message. When you do that, it's delivered to our email addresses, and then we might play it on the air. So, again, that number is 641-793-9660. Plug that into your phone, and, of course, you can just use it to listen to the show. That's what most people are going to do, but if you want to try out that feedback option, it's there for you. So you can join us here on the phones. We're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. It's Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to let everybody know that University of New Mexico had the lowest student enrollment this year. Maybe it was last year, I don't know. But so that 300 union workers are going to be losing their jobs. So that was what was announced.
Well, I think it's a good thing that fewer people are going to college. How about you, Sarah? I think that's great news.
Oh, you know something? I have a reason why this is so. I'm telling you, you know what? New Mexico is number one in pedestrian fatalities. Now, you're a student.
What does that have to do with people not going to college?
And also, we've already debunked the whole pedestrian thing, but yeah, I'm curious what any of that has to do with people not going to college.
Well, if you go to college and you cross the street and you get hit by a car and then your legs and back are broken, or yeah, somebody runs a red light and...
Yeah, I can tell you something, Sarah. I have never once, whenever I've moved somewhere, ever checked the statistics about accidents. I've never done it. And I suspect most people are more like me in that way than they are like you, which is to completely obsess over accident traffic statistics. So given that college students are mostly interested in partying, and there's a few of them who are interested in learning, I suspect that most of them are also not checking the accident statistics prior to deciding where to go to college. Further, most people are likely to stay in the same state where they have their college, because you get a better deal. If you are an in-state tuition, it's usually more affordable to go to college, so there's really a disincentive to leave New Mexico if you already live there. Now, there are some people that will still go out to other schools. They'll get scholarships and things like that, or their parents are rich, or they themselves can afford it for some reason, but most people are going to just stay right where they are. So really, it's probably a statement of the fact that the college degree doesn't have the same weight that it once did, and maybe young people are actually figuring out that college in a lot of ways is an absolute scam. That's what I'd like to hope, but I can guarantee you it's not them looking up traffic statistics.
Well, I'm also curious what the enrollment statistics are at other colleges within New Mexico, because mm-hmm. you're saying it's only the University of New Mexico. There's also New Mexico State, Eastern New Mexico University, New Mexico Highlands, yeah. Western New Mexico, and the list goes on.
Sarah, thanks.
The only thing that I was announced, the only thing that I heard on the radio news was about UNIM. And what I can say is that when we had red light cameras for 7 years here, we had higher enrollment.
Yeah, that's correlation is not causation. We've tried to explain this to you before, but maybe it hasn't quite gotten through. Just because something correlates or it goes along with, the statistics happen to sort of be happening together at the same time, doesn't mean that one statistic or one fact necessarily caused the other thing to happen. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Look, college is getting more expensive over time. And because more people get college degrees, it makes the college degree worth less because, well, if everybody's got a college degree, that doesn't really differentiate one person from another. And further, young people are, I hope, realizing that college is just a ridiculous debt load that they're going to have to deal with for the rest of their lives. I think more people are hearing the stories about, let's say, an older brother or sister who went into a college and then came out with $100,000 in debt, and now they're, you know, now they're waiting tables as they're trying to get a job in the area in which they studied. Or maybe they studied an area that there aren't really even any jobs at all, or that you have to work for, you know, as a teacher or something like that. So it's nearly impossible to break into whatever the field is. There's plenty of people with these college degrees that are just absolutely worthless. You wouldn't even want to, you know.
Right. There are people with master's degrees that are waiting tables.
That's right. And that means they have to pay off their college debt by waiting tables.
Right.
And that's going to be a very impoverished lifestyle. If you'd taken that $100,000 and invested it into a business or a home, you know, the safe route would be to invest it into a home so you don't have to pay rent for the next, you know, decade or whatever. If you know you want to stay where you are or whatever. If you invested into a business, obviously you could lose that business. You could fail at the business. But you'd have a better chance than just having to be a wage slave for your entire life working at some crap can job.
Right. And there's a website that I love going to whenever somebody will bring up some sort of weird thing and be like, these two things correlate, so therefore they're connected. There's a website of spurious correlations. And top one that they have, U.S. spending on science, space, and technology correlates at a 99.79% over the last 11 years with suicides by hanging, strangulation, and suffocation.
So the suggestion is the higher the spending on science curriculum, the more suicides.
I'm looking at the chart right now, and the two things go up at about the same rate. And it, again, correlates from 1999 to 2009, yeah. Correlates 99.79%.
But as we explained to Sarah for the, I don't know, 50th time, correlation is not causation.
Per capita cheese consumption correlates at 95% with the number of people who died by becoming tangled in bedsheets.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about Cosmo, a.k.a. the shooter, or the alleged shooter, in Baton Rouge, on the way on Free Talk Live. 855-453. His real name's Gavin. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday edition of the program. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, and with you in studio, it's Ian
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us in real life at the upcoming Hemp Fest in New Hampshire. It's happening at Rogers Campground. Absolutely fantastic location to spend any amount of time. In this particular case, it's August 25th through the 28th, so a long weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, packed full of music. HempFest is a big party for the entire weekend. I'm excited. It's going to be my first New Hampshire HempFest. It's the third one they've ever held. It's the first one ever at Rogers Campground, which is one of my favorite places to go and spend time. I'm really excited that we're going to be have the pleasure of broadcasting live from the event. And if you want to join us, come on out. Go to nhhempfest.com. You can learn more about the event there. I believe you can still grab tickets online. You do need to get the VIP ticket in order to see us broadcast live. It's not that much more for VIP. If you can't afford VIP, don't worry. We're still going to be hanging out there all weekend long. I'll be working a Liberty Outreach tent. That's my plan for most of the weekend and then broadcasting at night. So you can join us in real life, August 25th through the 28th, nhhempfest.com. As we continue, hear more about the alleged shooter. He calls himself online, his online personality on his YouTube channel, and also the books that he's written. Cosmo is his name. You're seeing news about him as the alleged shooter, Gavin Eugene Long. The story over at Heavy.com is entitled Five Fast Facts You Need to Know, as people are just beginning to learn about the 29-year-old man whose birthday is today. He went out on his birthday, allegedly, and shot some police to death in a town that he's never lived, Baton Rouge. He apparently traveled there from his home in Kansas City. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can join us here about whatever's on your mind. It's Bruce in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bruce.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I was thinking about, because back in the day, right, everybody used to do lines and this and that, and I was thinking about people that are doing like HGH. It seems like, because you can get HGH, right, or like a,
I don't know anything about how you get those things, but go ahead.
Well, you can get unit stuff, anything on the dark web.
Well, that's true.
I've actually looked for HGH
on the dark web.
On the dark web, not because I wanted to take it, but just to see if I could find it. And I can't even find it on the dark web.
I was thinking about doing some.
Is it like a scheduled narcotic or
HGH is human growth hormone. So it's not a narcotic, but
it's
a performance enhancing substance. So if you're an athlete and you use it, then you will wind up getting suspended from Major League Baseball or the National Football League or any of these sports leagues.
Speaking of the Tour de France, right? Supposedly everybody's doping. Okay, so I was watching Leslie Stahl, and then Don, this other cat. So what if they're jacking on HGH and they're just gonna go, we're gonna rule the world, man.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea what has to do with anything.
Human growth hormone helps you recover from an injury faster.
It doesn't make you want to rule the world.
No, it doesn't give you a high. It doesn't, make you want to rule the world. It helps you recover from injuries faster, and it is considered to give you an unfair advantage over somebody that's not taking HGH or even Tylenol at extra strength.
I know plenty of people who are in the drug underground, Bruce, and I can't say I've ever heard a single one of them say they were interested in taking HGH as some sort of mood-altering substance. Thank you for the call. No. Good luck
if
out there.
If anything, it would be closer to a steroid than a mood-altering substance.
Let's continue here. Well, from what we've seen, there is roid rage, and that is, I would consider, mood altering. But whether HGH has those factors, I don't know enough about it. Let's go to Joan. She's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl on the Live Sunday edition. Go ahead, Joan.
Hi. I explained to the call screener that I've never called a talk show before.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I listen to talk radio quite a bit, but this is the first time that I think I've ever heard your show. And what I found a little bit strange to me was the very lighthearted tone that you both are taking about the murder of three fellow human beings, and I don't understand.
Where do you feel like there was a lighthearted tone? I don't think I've danced on anyone's grave here tonight, so I'm not sure what you believe you heard.
It just sounded all very flippant to me. The talk about this man Cosmo. I have not been home.
Well, we played the audio from one of his YouTube videos where he says, don't affiliate me with anyone. And it's, our interpretation of that was that he was leaving this message for people who would find his YouTube channel after his attack.
And I said I thought it was odd that he sounded very angry but had slow jazz playing in the background, which is generally something that you play as like a mood relaxing sort of music.
But I don't think we've done anything to celebrate the deaths of the officers.
No, we've never celebrated deaths of anybody.
Well, that's the way I feel. I just don't celebrate the deaths of anybody that doesn't seem to have done anything, to threaten anyone else
officers threaten people all the time. That's basically their job. So, that part I'll disagree with you on, but I don't think that that violence is the solution. I don't agree with the shooter and the people that support him, the people that support shooting the police. I don't think that's the solution to the problem of the police. And the police are a problem. They are the greatest threat to our freedom. They are an oppressive force. They are the hand of tyranny. I mean, that's all true about the police, so I'm certainly no fan of much of the job that they do. I do appreciate the police when they actually go after and arrest real criminals who actually hurt other people, but when the police are taking people and putting them in handcuffs for possession of a plant or possession of a chemical or possession of a bottle, you know, under a certain age or whatever, then
or
I have a problem.
Selling things without a permit.
Right. Then I've got a big problem with what they're doing. But again, I don't support violence as a solution. So no, if you felt like we were being flipped tonight, then, you know, you might have misinterpreted what we were saying. We were just simply looking into this, the alleged shooter and who he is so we can learn about him.
I have a better understanding of where you're coming from because you see police as oppressive. I think some police are. And obviously, we're very different generations. I'm in my 80s. I don't feel that any society can function without any kind of policing. And when you talked about, I don't believe that people should be jailed for possession of weed, et cetera. But if it's on the books as a law, I think the police are supposed to enforce laws. I think if they use violence to enforce those laws, which occasionally they do, you seem to think it's constant.
By its very nature, enforcement of laws is going to be violent.
Well, that's because if you don't do what they say, they'll go ahead and put you in handcuffs by force.
Right. If they say, stop doing fill in the blank, and you say, no, I'm not hurting anybody, then they will attempt to arrest you. And if you don't assist them in putting you in handcuffs, they might possibly kill you.
Well, I've had different experiences. I have a son who's 60 who has autism and has had it all his life. But he's had issues where he had to be stopped by the police because of things he did that were unlawful, but he, with his mental condition, would not always understand. And I've had them bring him home to me and be very kind.
Well, that is good. It's very nice when you find an officer who is kind and acts like a human being rather than a robotic automaton who mindlessly enforces the law. Thanks, Joan. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices.
device is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here toll free 855-450-FREE. We are in the live Sunday edition of the program. Obviously, big news today about the police being shot in Baton Rouge by a man who appears to have come to town specifically for that purpose. He apparently was living in Missouri and then actually went to Dallas right around the same time the shooting happened in Dallas. I had just begun watching another one of his videos on his YouTube channel called I Am Cosmo. The video in this case is entitled Convos with Cosmo on Protesting Oppression and How to Deal with Bullies. It's about a 9-minute long video, and he's recording it from a hotel room in Dallas. He says that he just so happened to come to Dallas right after the shooting had occurred. So presumably there's going to be quite a bit of commentary in the video about his opinion about that. Of course, we're talking about a man who allegedly shot to death three cops today in Baton Rouge. His name in real life is Gavin Eugene Long. His YouTube pseudonym and his author, the name for his books, is Cosmo Setepenera. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Paul is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live on the live Sunday edition. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Paul.
Great, Ann. I just want to say I've been listening for years. It's my first time calling in, but thank you guys for sort of cluing me into the ideas of liberty, and it's changed the way I think and act, and good on you. But I have jury duty tomorrow. I got to show up for selection, and I haven't been called for jury duty since I was in my early 20s, and I'm 36 now, and I'm wondering, do you think I should bring in some jury nullification info cards to pass out? Should I, you know, answer questions in such a way to try to get selected? I mean, I'm not sure what the case is going to be or what it's about, but mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking maybe I have a civic duty to go inform people since I'm going to be there.
Well, one thing you shouldn't do is tell lies on the questionnaire. You don't want to be charged with perjury for doing that. So you want to try, if you want to get on the jury, you want to try to get on the jury without actually telling a lie about your beliefs, because you never know what the questions are going to be.
And if you're inside the courthouse passing out literature, then, you know, We know that they've got this rule in Keene courts that you're not allowed to distribute literature.
Yeah, but they made that specifically.
They've written it in such a way as to where if you hand a piece of paper to the bailiff, you're technically in violation.
Yeah.
We don't know if something similar exists, you know, in other states.
Well, it certainly doesn't.
That says that you can't distribute literature.
Well,
so if you are distributing in the courthouse, they could come up with something to charge you with and wind up arresting you.
Well, in the case of Keene, New Hampshire, which you're mentioning here, Daryl, they made that specifically for me because I went there and started handing out flyers as soon as they opened the new courthouse building.
Right.
And then they put that judge's order up on the front door. That thing's on the front door of the building, so there's plenty of notice there for anybody that wants to read it. You could argue that you weren't given notice of that particular rule if they did try to enforce something like that where you are in California. But further, that rule doesn't exist in the other courts of New Hampshire. It's only a rule for Keene District Court. So recently I was at the Salem District Court to accompany Rich Paul and Bud, a couple of our other co-hosts, on a couple cannabis possession charges. And I had no trouble whatsoever handing out flyers right in front of the bailiffs inside the courtroom and outside of the courtroom. And generally at other courthouses, I don't have any issue in New Hampshire.
Right.
In Massachusetts, they get a little more uppity about handing things out to people, but I've still done it there as well.
Right, and we've heard from people that in other states, they don't allow you to bring any literature at all into
the
court.
Yep, that's true. So your mileage may vary. It just all depends on the local court rules or the state rules.
And again, you have to answer the question for yourself of whether you want to actually try to get on the jury or if you want to do everything you can to not be selected. I can't answer the question for you. You've got to answer that for yourself.
I want to see what the case is going to be before I make that decision, because if it's somebody that's some kind of a brutal murderer that I would like to see off the streets, I'd rather just save my time and the effort. But if it's like a cannabis charge, which here in Santa Cruz could be very likely, if it's some kind of a cannabis growing charge, I would like to not see anybody go to jail over something like that. And, you know, maybe it would be worth my time to try to help somebody out like that.
But even if it is a murder charge, just because the guy has been arrested does not necessarily mean he actually did it.
That's true.
That's true. That's a good point. So, you know, yeah.
Well, if you don't want to get on a jury, one sure way to not get picked is to show up with a bunch of jury nullification flyers to jury duty. It's pretty likely they're going to go ahead and reject you from there.
Maybe I'd wait if I came back for another day and you know, and bring a bunch in then. But I can just, I mean, it's a pretty simple concept. I think I could just verbally tell the other jurors about it if I were selected.
You could, but then you've got problems. So one of the things you don't generally want to do, and I'm not an attorney, but this is just, you know, me having read a lot about jury nullification, the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association would probably tell you this. If you're getting on a jury, you generally don't want to talk about jury nullification. You don't want to admit that you know about jury nullification and that, you know, you're trying to implement it. That's my understanding of what they've recommended. You just sort of want to go in there and nullify. And you probably don't want to use those words if you're actually sitting on a jury, if you're actually in a deliberation room. I forget what their reasoning was for that. You'll have to check out the Fully Informed Jury Association and read some of their documents.
Well,
that might
be because they don't want somebody that's going to be so easily fooled on the jury, you know, or that's not going to be fooled. I think that's their reasoning for not wanting people who know jury nullification.
Yeah, basically you don't want to be outed as the jury nullification guy. So you have to figure out a way to explain jury nullification and the rights without actually using those terms, I think. But, you know, that's just what the Fully Informed Jury Association, I think they suggested in one of their brochures at fija.org, F-I-J-A.org. That's a great place to go brush up on, you know, they've got a document about what to do in court, how to kind of handle the questionnaire that they might give you with questions about, well, you know, what organizations do you belong to? How do you handle a question like that? They've got some specific suggestions there, and that's what I'd like to point you to. Let us know what ends up happening. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts certainly welcome on the shootings today in Baton Rouge and the alleged shooter who is now dead at the hands of the police. Let's go to John. He is in Nevada on Skype. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
About the shooting today in Baton Rouge, I don't know what happened there this morning. We don't have a very clear idea of how everything went down. But I think people should stay open to the idea that perhaps Gavin Long shot in self-defense, because police often put, you know, police often aggress against individuals unjustifiably, and this could have been such a case.
Well, did you hear the audio earlier that we played? It's about a minute and a half long from his YouTube channel where he claims he's not affiliated with anyone. The wording in the video makes it sound like he's sort of leaving that message to be found later on. It seems like he might be planning some sort of an attack to where people would be looking back at his content and trying to learn about him. It's very interesting that he would do that, isn't it?
Well, I listened to that. I did hear it.
Yeah.
It didn't really sound that damning to me. First of all, if it turned out that this was the wrong person and the guy who made the video was still alive, then, mm-hmm. What would you think about that conclusion? I don't know. I assume because he was in Baton Rouge, he was there because of the recent shootings that were there, but, mm-hmm. He could easily think that I'm going to go out there and open carry on the streets, and there's a good chance that police are going to aggress against me. Isn't that a likely scenario?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Generally, I don't support the use of violence against the police. So, even though you could claim that the police aggressed against him because he was open carrying a rifle of some sort, might have meant, now again, well, like you said, we don't know exactly what happened this morning, but presuming that's what occurred, I generally don't think that a shootout with the police is an appropriate response to them aggressing. I think that you need to keep the high ground and, go to court and go through the process and, not lower yourself to their level, which is the level of using violence.
Well, if it was a case where the police aggressed against him and he shot three cops and was brought up on trial and survived and was brought up on trial, well, how would you vote to convict him or acquit him if you thought that he acted in self-defense, that the police aggressed?
I would probably vote to acquit if he was defending himself, but ultimately that's not going to help him in the eyes of most of the public. Because violence against the police tends to not be viewed very, very well, and it's ultimately not going to help any of the movements towards more peace. If you want to continue, John, you're welcome too. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.